what's up, guys? It's Real with Jordan Dimmy. I'm here in LA. Dimmy is in New York. What's up, Dimmy?
Yo, yo.
Dimmy's got a new microphone. It sounds good, Dimmy. Sounds real good.
Thank you.
Today, we have two guests. They just did a song together. Jacob Sartorius and Audrey Mika. What's going on, guys?
Hello. It's going good. A lot of stuff going on.
And let me ask just up front, do you guys prefer like the handheld mics as opposed to like the podcast that have the big arms coming in, you know?
Like, no, I like the handheld.
Handheld? Okay. I think it's winning. I think handheld is winning. We've had some good feedback previously. All right. So let's start off with a song you guys got, Lonely. So first of all, how do you know each other?
Just online for like the past couple years. And I guess we actually met in person at a meet and greet like a long time ago.
Yeah, I actually bought a ticket to Jacob's show in 2017 and as a fan. And I met him like at the meet and greet. And then like a couple years later, we like followed each other for real.
Okay, pause. Why do I feel like this is like a very Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber moment?
We're not married.
But
how did they meet? Did they meet?
Did they meet because
she was a fan?
Because Hailey went to his concert?
Yeah. No, but like it was totally like the scenario. It's insane.
Yeah, it's like one of those
not the same turnout, but
yeah. Your dad's not an actor, is he? No. Okay.
So I think there's something really cool about internet friends, though. I think a lot of my like friends right now, I've actually met through the internet, and shout out to platforms that can kind of connect artists and connect, you know, just people in general. So.
Yeah. We're just talking about internet friends. We'll get to that in a minute. So you guys became friends over online. And so how did the collaboration start? Like, how did you?
Oh, well, actually after we met in 2017, then we met again at the Landon Barker show.
Yes, we did.
And then we were like, let's lock in. Let's get a session.
And then we
got in the studio maybe like a week later and we wrote Lonely. That was like the first song we ever wrote together and came out.
Like the actual making of the song, like who wrote it? Where did the concept? Because it's kind of a bummer of a song. It's not an uplifting, happy song.
That's a good way
to put
it.
It's like the opposite of that Doja Cat Post Malone song. It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah. It's like, how low can we go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The process was, I think, I got a random text from Audrey one day that was like, hey, you want to come to the studio? And then I was like, you know what?
Why are you lying?
What was the story? Tell the story then.
No, I don't know. The story is at the show. We were like.
Booked a day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Okay. At the show, we booked a day. And then that day, I showed up to the studio, and I brought my guitar. And then there was a guy named Adam who's over there, and a guy named Mikey who goes by Young Sum. Yeah. And it was us four, and Audrey's dog. I forget his name. What's his name?
Marvin.
Marvin.
Don't forget Marvin.
Yeah.
I was gonna bring him, actually, but then I was like, probably best. Shout out to Marvin.
Yeah, named after Marvin's Room, the Drake song. No.
Yes, it was named after that. Okay. And so then I started playing random stuff on the guitar, and everyone didn't like it. And then it's true. And I played a bunch of stuff, and then everyone was like, "No, not that." All right. And then I started playing this one thing, and then people were like, "That's kind of cool." Didn't end up being on the song because it went through different rounds of production, but it got the idea, and then we all just collaboratively, I don't know if that's the word, but we just all worked together on writing the song, and we were just seeing it through, and like in like 45 minutes or an hour, we pretty much had it.
Yeah. Oh. It was a very easy process, which sometimes can be rare, especially off like the first session. You never know how it's going to go.
Sorry, they're on their phones back there just playing
what
Audrey's
is it
music.
Like to work with had to be each mine. Other like from like in your guys' words one at a time, what's it like to work with the other person? I think I'm curious.
Audrey, you first, flatter me.
Wait, can you repeat that question again?
Jacob, what is it like to work with Audrey?
Okay, put me on the spot here. I thought it was Audrey first, but
and vice versa.
Okay, it is. It's an interesting experience.
Interesting. Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Whoa. I'm kidding. It's a joke. That's the part where everybody laughs.
Didn't work.
No, it's really fun. And Audrey's super talented and has a really good voice and good ideas. And then,
thanks, Jacob.
So it's very easy and fun.
I mean, I would have to say the same. I hadn't, like, I went into it not really expecting anything, and I was just like, oh, I feel like we're gonna have a really good
time. So you had like a low bar to begin with.
Yeah, she expected me to come in and start making
music.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. Not at all. I always go into new sessions with like no expectations,
yeah.
Because if I set high expectations, then I just know I'm gonna jinx it somehow, and then it won't go good or whatever. And so I was just like, oh, I already like Jacob, so I was just excited to be able to.
You like
to
me?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that's the other question, Audrey, as you know, since you knew Jacob, as you were a fan of his music and went to a show and all that stuff, what was it like to
meet? I think she was a fan of my music, Lise.
Yeah, your music. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes.
But what was it like to meet the actual person after being a fan? Did that part meet your expectations? Like,
no, she said I was weird.
Yeah, no, no. It was better.
Because it is
than,
kind of a strange experience to go from like fan
absolutely.
To collaborator.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was. Well, it was just like cool because yeah. I think it was probably one of the most full circle moments.
Yeah.
As well because. When we met, he was like, what, you would have been like 16 or something.
Yeah.
And so when we met again, you're a lot older and just like more mature and not making musical.lies anymore. So he was more of like a developed
I evolved.
Human.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see that.
Yeah. And Jacob, the second part there, what was it like to work with Audrey?
It's amazing. You know, like, I didn't even know that we had met in a meet and greet. Like, I did, kind of. But I was just a fan because, like, I just knew Audrey's music, and then we just followed each other, and I didn't even remember that. And then one day, Audrey DM'd me, like, the meet and greet photo, and was like, oh, my gosh. And then it clicked for me. I do remember taking that because we did a ballet pose. And I do remember that was like a different.
That was when I was still dancing, yeah. And I went with my friend that also danced with me, and we were both like, "What if we made Jacob like mm-hmm. do a ballet pose?" And he hit it, kind of.
I
hit
that.
It. You hit that.
I
you hit that.
That
pose.
He hit that. Yeah.
One thing I actually really was curious about for Lonely was we talk about. Okay, I feel like nowadays, speaking of the internet, right, is like someone does something, it's like just block them, just block. So you talk about text going green, right? In the song Lonely. Jacob, who blocked you? Like, who blocked you? Who blocked Jacob?
Well, I got a song coming out with a girl's name. She blocked me.
Oh.
The tea's hot. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to hold back when this song drops. She actually tried calling me the other night, but her texts are about to go green soon.
Oh. Shout out, let's go.
I'm just kidding. Okay, that sounds really mean.
Shame.
Okay, she did block me, and a couple other people have blocked me before. It was just like there wasn't actually a person in mind with that. It was just like, I miss who you were before my text started turning green. I just thought it was like, you know.
That's a good
emo.
That's a bar.
And
that's
relatable.
A good, yeah, that's a good line. That's a good line. Yeah.
I was like, oh, Black Bear would say
sometimes
something
like
that. Sometimes
you just gotta block them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Blocker, sometimes sure. You don't have to block them, but sometimes you just have to block them. You know what I mean? Come on.
Right. You know, it's for your own. Yeah. Well, I mean, for her, she. Okay, when she blocked me, I don't know why she would do that, but when I block her, it's for my mental health.
That's what I'm saying. So shout out.
It's only right when I block somebody.
Yeah, only you can do that.
Only I can block people.
Let's go.
I'm just kidding.
I'm now, actually curious who's in your block list other than this person.
Let's see.
Is it in the tens or in the hundreds?
Well, okay. For different reasons, it's probably in the hundreds because... no, but because my number got leaked.
Oh, okay.
So I just had to start blocking
so
all the
good.
Numbers that called me.
One of my friends back in the day worked at a music store, and he got Snoop Dogg's number because Snoop Dogg came in to buy an instrument or something, and he like... spread Snoop Dogg's number everywhere.
No,
so see, can't do that. Can't
shout
do that. Bad form.
Can't
bad
do that.
Form. Audrey, I noticed your tooth gems. You got some Do you have like a tooth, like a gym, like a gym person you go to, or are those like, you know, did you do those yourself or?
No, I have a girl in not far from here actually that does it. She has like three kids and they're
Angie?
Always. No.
No, I just made that up. I don't know.
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Is her
okay.
Name.
Shout out,
yeah.
Kim.
Shout out, Kim.
Kim, the tooth gym artist.
Yeah, she's my girl.
Yeah. So, Audrey, I want to ask you a question here. You know, you did a lot of YouTube covers. That's kind of how you started out or whatever. When you chose YouTube covers, like what to sing, was it a difficult decision or were you like, I like this song, I'm going to sing it tonight? Because some people are like really careful and some people are like, you know, I heard this song, you know, earlier today and I'm recording it now. Because you kind of had like your style when you started out was kind of lo-fi. You didn't have a lot of like fancy equipment and stuff. So like, how did you choose your songs, your cover songs?
I mean, in the beginning, yeah, it was always like, oh, I just like this song. It's a classic. I always did like pretty popular songs, obviously, because they would do better. But then I started doing the strategy where I would cover songs the day after they released.
Oh, nice.
And they would always be like, yeah, Billie Eilish covers, Ariana Grande covers. Those were like the big ones that people
knew. Oh, she's smart.
And I would just spend the whole night like memorizing it, just playing it over and over. And then the next day I would film and drop it like the day. And then it would always be at the top of the search because the song just came out.
Damn, girl.
And so that was kind of the strategy. But I still like had fun with it. And
yeah, that's a good. Yeah. And do you ever get any like issues with YouTube, like copyright things or anything like that?
You know, I still have no idea.
What about
that
the new Ariana
means.
Grande one?
Yeah, I got blocked. She blocked me.
She
didn't block me.
Herself, Ariana Grande, what's good with it?
Her label,
what's good?
Her label shut
Why'd you do that?
Ari, what are you doing?
She unblocked me, though.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like temporarily blocked from the world.
Really funny.
And then like
from
2 weeks
world,
later,
like, blacked out from
it was
world.
Like half blocked. So
half, okay.
Now I think you can watch it again.
Okay.
I don't know.
So check out.
Oh, it's back?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't know. I have to check.
Are you going to do I was going to say, because Selena Gomez just dropped a new song, too. So
I'm probably not going to cover that song.
Okay,
but so. I love Selena Gomez.
Whoa, that sounded a little bit like there was some attitude behind it.
I
like,
just
an observation.
I'm not going to cover Selena Gomez.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Speaking of famous people now, I don't want to embarrass you, Audrey, but you have a famous fan that we were talking about earlier. Yeah, you
it rhymes
you,
with
who?
Wizza.
Lizza.
Yes, that's right. Audrey has been getting some love from SZA lately.
No way.
Comments, likes, but you have
shares, retweets, subscriptions.
Yeah, all that stuff. But you haven't met her, correct?
I haven't met her, and I haven't actually had a conversation with her. But I have been such a fan of her for so many years, and I'm like, I can't even say how honored I am.
It's
going to
happen,
like,
because of this podcast. She watches this podcast, so
absolutely,
yeah.
Wait, I totally. Who's your like dream collaborator aside from like SZA, which is going to happen? I feel it coming.
I mean, that is like such a dream. That would be so cool. I feel like it's not far out of my reach, especially because she sees me and knows who I am.
That's
but
right.
It's just about finding the right time. But yeah, that would be a wonderful
yeah
collab.
You're waiting for that DM from like SZA's rep or
like
I'm
the email.
I'm from SZA's team and we're yeah exactly.
Or I just want her to DM me.
I've heard so many stories of artists getting emails from like record companies and managers, and they have to like double check is this real. You know,
yeah.
Like that shit's wild. Jacob, do you have a dream collaborator?
I think the Backpack Kid.
Jacob.
The Backpack. I'm not familiar.
You said the Backpack Kids?
Yeah, the Backpack Kid.
No way. Who's that?
Legend.
The Floss.
He does the Floss. He's now a producer. He just dropped a piano album. Big fan.
We'll have to.
I love that guy.
Yeah, we'll throw up. We're not.
Maybe another one would be. You know who followed me the other day? This is a random one.
We don't want to know.
Justin Bieber's little brother.
Oh.
So maybe, you know, I just slide in the brother's DM and go, hey, bro. You know, just like I'm one step closer to that collab.
Yeah, Justin.
I think Justin Bieber would be an iconic.
I don't think he would appreciate.
Well, I think you were kind of like a just. Right. You were like Justin Bieber 2.0. Like you kind of took a similar kind of path. In fact,
I'm like Justin Bieber from Wish.
I swear, Justin Bieber, Timu, Justin Bieber. No, but for real,
there's
that show, The Other Two, that's like a parody. Yeah. I swear, that's more about you than Bieber. Like
no, the mom's name is the same name as my mom.
Yeah, dude.
They literally like that show's pretty much about me.
So
my whole family knows about that show.
Okay, I thought
we all talk about.
Okay,
it.
So that's a thing. I haven't interviewed someone from the show. I've interviewed Caitlin Tarver, Drew's sister, who was on the show. But yeah, I was like, that's more Jacob than it is Bieber. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great show. I think it's funny.
Did you find it like too close to home at all?
No, but I thought it was a good concept for a show.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really ironic how the names of the characters were very close to real life. But I think, I know, what's the lead guy's real name? We follow each other. He's super cool.
Okay. We'll put him up, the lead guy. Yo.
Yeah. Pop him up on the screen. He a legend. Yeah. Call the legend patrol.
Let's go. What's I wanted to keep with you guys for a second because I feel like artists, yes, but also artists with like big like social media presence, right? It's like, I bet your fans see a lot of the cool stuff and a lot of like just everything that goes on in your life that's like, that comes with being, you know, with your everyday. But like, what I really want to know is like, what is it like to really walk in your shoes? You know what I mean? Like, that maybe
or
your
walk
fans
in my slides.
Aware.
Got the slides, yeah. No, well, yeah.
I'm just having fun. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trolling a lot here. I'm going to be really serious for the next part of this podcast.
We need a real serious.
Sorry about this.
This is like we're entering the series.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 13 years old.
No, but for real, what I was curious about, because you have like 12 million Instagram followers. They're all fake. You've got, you know, like you're not like European soccer star level of followers. You're not like, you know, Ronaldo, Messi caliber. Yeah. Can you use Instagram like a normal person? Like, I just think about just alert after alert after alert. Like, you can't do anything on Instagram because you're just getting constantly alerted on stuff.
I mean, actually, like, yeah.
Or is there like a celebrity Instagram?
I watch memes and that's like what I do.
Okay, you're a meme.
I love memes.
Audrey, how do you treat Instagram, social media? Like, what do you browse? Like, what do you...
Also memes.
Yeah?
Because everything else is just like... garbage for my brain, but not memes.
Yeah,
memes.
Yeah, you
good.
Got a current favorite meme.
Current favorite meme is,
no. Oh man, I like this guy.
I have to look at my phone because I save them.
My boy Davis, like I love him. Like, he's not a meme, I wouldn't say, but he's my favorite Instagrammer right now. He's like, what up, guys? The haters are absolutely gassed right now. Mm. And he's just like a motivational. He's like David Goggins, but like on Instagram. And he's really taking off right now. I'd love to do something with him.
Yeah, we'll hook that up. Again, please. we're gonna make all these dreams come true.
Please make them come true.
Yeah. Jacob, you know, you talked about Musical.ly earlier. I'm just curious about. First of all, let me time out.
It's a really touchy subject.
I hate.
So
well,
be
I also just. I also am just tired of saying I'm curious. I say that too much. I'm curious. No, but for real, going from, you know, kid music from the, taking the other two, like I Want to Marry You, Recess, that was the big song, like that kind of stuff, your early stuff, Sweatshirt, you know, going into more adult themed music, has that been hard, difficult? Did you like consciously like, okay, this next song needs to be more mature? Like, what was it like with you and your manager, your team to like, kind of like make the adult Jacob, you know?
That's a good question. I think, it's like, how do I share where I'm at? Because if I stay locked into where I was, then the music gets stuck. And so that was a conscious decision, was to, you know, age it up. And with where
age
I'm
it
at.
Up.
Age it up, please. No, but yeah, I think, just like, okay, if I think the music now is really, it represents where I'm at. Yeah. And the music to come is a little bit more going back to that original pop sound, like the future music, but it's still sharing where I'm at, but through a more universal sound. So I'm really excited for the next stuff. But all in the past 3 years, the music's really been like just so self-reflective that it almost has allowed me to learn more about myself, but it might not have connected at the level as the earlier music did, just because it wasn't made for other people. It was really just made for me. And then I got to get back to making those songs that people really do like, but in a way that still shares where I'm at, like the 21-year-old Jacob. The Jacob that can grow facial hair. The Jacob that...
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Do you think... Are you about that life? Like, you think you're going to...
I'm about that life. I don't even know what that means. Wait, what?
Are we gonna see like a Jacob beard in the future? Do you think?
Yeah, I had a mustache, but this guy behind the camera made me shave it.
Why?
The managerial team stepped in.
He controls me.
I don't like that. I think
Jacob's a puppet.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I think you should try it. Let him in.
Anthony, come on.
Free Jacob.
Free Jacob.
Free Jacob.
Free Jacob. Yeah, my mom didn't like it. Yeah. I had this mustache. Oh, but I do some acting stuff, so for an audition, I had to shave it. And then I just have been shaving it ever since. But I'll grow it back. One day, I want to be like Rick Rubin, where I just have gray hair and a beard down to here.
And you just like sit cross-legged all the time and say really wise things.
That would be hard.
And I could just drop words of wisdom all the time. That would be fun.
Like, to find art, you must find the beauty in the air.
Yeah.
What is art?
Write a book.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, you should write a book.
I wouldn't.
Should tell your story.
It wouldn't be grammatically.
Wait, here's a good question. Who would play you if you're doing the Jacob Sartorius story and you're doing the Audrey Mika story? Like, who would play you in a movie? Who would you want?
You go first. I don't know.
Oh, my word.
Obviously not Selena Gomez.
I literally was thinking that. No. That's crazy.
No, but Selena could play. That could be a thing.
She could, yeah. But she's Latina and I'm Japanese.
You'd want a Japanese actress.
Yeah.
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 I'd have to think about that.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. Jacob, have you ever put thought into that?
I would cast my boy.
Justin Bieber,
but isn't he older? Like, whoa, so you're saying if I played somebody else?
No, if someone was playing you in a movie. Or he could do the other way around,
I think Jacob Tremblay is super cool. I think I have a friend named Gavin Magnus, and he's like always, I've like been a fan of his since he was like probably 12 years old, and I've helped him a lot with different things, and I think he would be good. I don't know if he's an actor, but I think he could pull it off.
We can teach him how to act.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you get a good acting coach and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to ask Audrey something and I forgot what it was, but that's okay. Oh yeah. So Audrey, you've been kind of labeled bedroom pop before, quote unquote bedroom pop.
Have I?
Does bedroom pop, is that a real thing? I always, because that was like a thing that like, was like a quarantine, it like came out kind of out of quarantine. I felt like it peaked like 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
When people mention that, do you find that offensive? Do you like, or do those people like, don't put me in a box or like, don't put labels on me or?
No, I mean, I think it's dope because that really was what it was. It was exactly what the label is. And I think it was really cool that people just, especially during quarantine, we kind of didn't have a choice but to make bedroom pop music.
Right.
And I think it's still like my favorite genre of music because it's just very easy
and it's nice to listen to. It's warm to listen to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Next will be like the Fire mixtape where you just like spit bars. Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
It's in the works.
Yeah.
It's in the works for sure.
All right, guys. We have a little game that we play here at Pop Dust called the Magic Box. Okay. And we're going to do that right now.
Okay. Do I?
Oh, yeah.
So now, okay.
Yes. What'd you get?
What is your favorite reality show? Oh man. Wow. There's a couple that come to mind. I think Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No.
Oh, you're a Kardashian fan.
I think it's a great show.
But which Kardashian are you watching it for?
Like the new Hulu version?
I'm watching it for Kendall.
Let's go. That's my favorite.
Oh, I love this interview. This is the best one I've ever done.
Okay. Do you have a favorite LA show, Audrey?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Okay, she liked the dating show.
That's my favorite. Oh my God, are you watching season 6 right now?
I've been like saving it so I can just binge it.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
It's the best
please.
One.
Is it really? Okay, because like the last one was really good.
Yes. You're going to be.
I'm excited.
Okay, so Audrey can pick one.
All right, Audrey. She's looking. No.
Can't look. You get kicked off the show if you look.
Yeah.
What's your ideal first date?
Ideal first date.
Aw, yeah. Wait, I want to know.
Not a movie.
Because you can't talk.
I agree.
Yeah, not a movie. Somewhere that we like can be in real life with each other, like get a taste of real life, but it's still like a date.
Like a social thing?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, a taste. Taste
that
real life.
Made like 5% sense.
I kind of
like an activity, like
like one of those
like
trap
mini golfing.
Like
mini-
dinner's cool, but it's like
yeah.
All right.
I feel like if you do dinner for a first date, there's pressure to enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
Like if you get,
oh,
if you get like
eat.
A if you get a crappy
I'm a dinner
meal,
kind of girl, guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been on a ramen date?
I have, but it wasn't
that's
the first.
That's a terrible.
Was it first? No,
that's
wasn't.
A terrible
was
food
why?
Date. You're like,
that's hot.
It's so hard to eat the ramen, and you have to use those big spoons, and you're like,
it's dope.
You're making though. Me kind of want ramen right now.
Ramen does sound pretty good.
Let's go oh get ramen.
God. Yeah, we're it's about noon right now, so we're thinking about lunch. Okay, do you know Jacob?
All right. How much do you miss Vine? Wow.
Oh, damn, that's a good out. One. That's,
I miss Vine so much.
Really?
If anyone wants to revine for Revine.
You know what? You know what's funny is
you want to revine for Revine?
When you hear a name drop, I just I just interviewed I just did a photo shoot with Jack and Jack.
Oh wow, they're
and,
cool.
And they were like, we don't miss Vine at all. We like what? Don't miss it. We're like good with Vine not existing. Yeah, so but you miss it.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it a lot. It's a touchy subject for me.
Probably because they like were posting a lot on it. I don't know if you were posting
a lot.
I was
just like
I was mainly just a watcher. But they were like, you know,
they were like
were
famous
in it.
On
yeah,
Vine.
Yeah, they got famous from
interesting.
Vine.
Wait, guys, fuck, marry, kill, Vine, Instagram, and TikTok.
Oh, that's so easy.
You go first.
Mm. I would.
I'm
I would,
fucking them
I
all.
I would fuck.
You guys are wild.
Why? Why not?
I feel like I can't even say anything after that.
Oh my goodness.
I would fuck Vine and what are the other ones?
Instagram, TikTok.
Oh. Yeah, I would fuck Vine. I would kill TikTok. I guess I would marry Instagram.
Instagram
killing
like the stable,
TikTok's crazy.
I would kill all of them.
Instagram's
except
like
Vine.
The stable one. Instagram's like the dependable one. You know,
I'm dead.
Not super exciting.
Has memes.
It's gonna be a lot of like nights at home watching Netflix. And you're not gonna do anything crazy, but it's gonna be dependable. They're gonna be
TikTok
there for you.
TikTok is just oh like brain rot.
TikTok is brain rot. Well.
Disrespectful, number one. I would say I'd be fucking TikTok.
Let's go.
And then I'd marry the shit out of Instagram. And then I'd have to kill Vine, but it would be one of those things where it's like, Vine, I hate to do this to you. Actually, maybe I'd marry Vine and I'd kill Instagram.
Oh.
Mm. You'd fuck TikTok?
Okay. I'd be fucking.
Can you explain why?
I just love this game. It's such a fun excuse to say crazy
and we'll
things.
We'll do one more, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Who wants
this one's a joint question.
Yeah, joint question. Okay. Yeah, you would both answer that one.
Best way to get over a breakup.
Picture them pooping.
Shut up.
Picture them just taking a massive shit. And you literally will be like, yep, I'm over it.
Damn. I would like that.
Yeah, that's not a bad answer.
That doesn't help me.
I'm just kidding.
What's your real answer, Audrey?
My real answer? Shit, I'm still trying to figure it out, honestly. I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know.
Audrey, we're here for you.
Thanks, Jacob.
That'll be like the subject of your next EP will be like how to get over a breakup.
That's actually how to get over.
I have an answer. You block
the name of it?
No, but that's like the concept of it.
Demi, let's turn it back to you. What's your answer? What's the best way to get over a breakup?
Block.
Block. Just cut it off. Just cut it
cold
off.
Cold-hearted yeah. over there,
but
Demi.
What if it didn't end badly?
That's rough. Have you ever been friends with an ex? Yeah. Yeah?
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you get over a breakup, Jake?
I think you can only do that if you actually never really were like in love with them, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can do it. And you're like we'll just be friends. We'll take the good parts. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I would say the real way to get over a breakup is to like allow yourself to heal. Mm. Like if you try to cover up with somebody else or move on too fast, you end up feeling even worse. And you think it helps in the moment, but it doesn't. And like, I feel like the proper way, the mature way, is to be like, okay, this sucks, and sit with it for a while and go through the steps of healing from it. It's really boring. I'd love to say just like picture them pooping, because that's more fun.
It could work.
And then you're just like, ugh.
But it's temporary.
It's temporary. Because then you picture them smiling.
You just want to be there with them in that moment. You want to,
and then you're in a toxic relationship, and you're back.
I miss her so much.
Yeah. So long story short, you just gotta cut it off clean. Cut it off clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come to a conclusion.
Take me back, please.
All right, guys, we should wrap this up. Dim, you got.
That's the most beautiful thing. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry. No, but before we really wrap it up, what we got going on? This is March. So what we got going on, like, you know, late spring, early summer. What's your plans moving forward here?
World domination.
Yeah.
Tell
the people what to expect.
Expect chaos. Expect the unexpected. Expect. Yeah. A lot of music. Expect not a million, but a billion streams.
Yeah.
Expect, okay. All right, no, in all seriousness, a lot of cool music, some acting, tour. We're going to get back on tour, it's going to be fun. And Audrey and I are going to go on tour together.
Are we?
We really? Are. All right, you already signed the paperwork.
Yeah, we're going on tour.
You don't remember doing that? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Adam. Adam, you signed
your
it?
Your manager signed it for you. Okay.
Yeah, Adam's not my manager.
Right. Oh, okay.
He doesn't tell me what to do.
Oh. Well, he signed it.
Well, he signed. Yeah. Okay. So, Audrey, what you got going on?
Same thing. Just dropping a lot of music and seeing what happens.
Solo stuff or collabs?
Solo stuff.
Solo stuff.
No, this is a collab's coming.
This is a collab. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fall 24. SZA X.
That's really Audrey soon. Nugans.
That would be crazy. I'm telling you, that breaks the internet.
Yeah.
Breaks the world.
It breaks the world. All right, guys. That's going to be it. Let's get out of here. As always, go to popdust.com for the latest in pop culture and music news. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan Edwards Studio. Follow Demi at Demi_Ramos.
Hey.
And yeah, go and listen to all our past episodes. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Pop Dust, the best place to go when you want Pop Dust.
Let's go!